We don't necessarily think of construction workers when we think about suicide, but there is a suicide crisis in the industry. Mr. Jorgen Gullestrup, CEO and founder of Mates in Construction in Australia, is a keynote speaker at the Construction Safety Association's 2020 Health and Safety Conference. Jorgen Gullestrup and Jackie Manuel, who's the CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Construction Safety Association, both join us live in studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Jorgen, I'll start with you because you've come from the furthest destination this morning. You're a plumber by trade. So how would you describe the suicide crisis in the construction industry where you come from in Australia?
Unfortunately, suicide rates amongst construction workers globally tend to be higher than it is amongst other employed men. We also have to remember that 3 out of 4 suicides are by men. So we already have higher rates, and then we stack higher rates on top of that. We don't know exactly what the picture is in Canada because I'm not sure that research has been done. But where the research has been done in the US, in England, in New Zealand and in Australia, we have consistently shown that suicide rates are higher amongst construction workers.
And Jorgen, you've actually developed a suicide prevention program. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, the Mates in Construction program was developed by the Queensland construction industry about 12 or 13 years ago. And it was in response to a report we had of high suicide rates. And we as an industry came together and said, what can we actually do about that? Because when we looked at it, we have had a lot of focus on trying to make the industry as safe as possible because we know it's a risky industry. But when we looked at the statistics, we actually lost 6 workers to suicide for every worker we lost to an accident at work. And we thought, we can't do that.
Wow.
We have to do something about it. So we created a program that was created by the construction industry based on the best evidence there was, but we wanted it to be our program.
And how has this sort of intervention program worked? Has it been successful? Have you seen some leaps there?
Yes, we have. We've had a fantastic uptake within the industry. So since we started, we now train more than 200,000 construction workers across the industry. And we have seen a drop in suicide rates over the first 5 years of 8%, and we're just about ready to do the 10-year statistic now. Now, that's not nearly enough. We don't want to be higher than anyone else. We want to be average or below, but it's a good start.
Do you know why those numbers were so high? I mean, very personal details associated with a suicide, obviously, but from that industry, from that business, why?
Well, every suicide is unique, and it's very difficult to make sort of broad statements around it. But what we do know is that in the construction industry, we tend to attract a group of workers which already have higher rates of suicide than average, and then perhaps we overlay that with a number of working conditions that are not particularly healthy for your mental health, such as working away from home, working long hours, often working in a male-dominated industry, perhaps drinking and drugging a little bit more than average as well.
And uncertainty about your next paycheck, I guess, project ends and then you've got to find work elsewhere. And as you say, and we are very prone to that here in this province with thousands of people going away on the turnaround for work elsewhere.
It's one of those industries where we work really hard to do ourselves out of a job. And that's a feature of it. We don't know where the next job is coming from, and that can be really difficult.
Jackie Manuel, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. You are the CEO of the Provincial Construction and Safety Association. How would you describe the situation in this province?
Well, I think, as Jorgen mentioned, we don't have a lot of hard and fast stats here in this province, but what we have found since we started planning our conference last fall and sharing how excited we were for Jorgen to join us, every single conversation we had, someone shared, oh my God, I had no idea. I thought it was isolated to my family or my neighborhood. And it's just been astounding, the feedback that we've received from folks in the industry who have been impacted by death by suicide. So it's certainly an issue. We just don't have any real sense of the magnitude.
And now the conference that's happening today, what sort of actions do you hope will come out of this?
So our conference conference, we hope, will start that conversation. Jorgen is going to spend the week with us and is meeting with industry leaders and other stakeholders to start to look at whether what they've done in Australia could somehow be translated to this province. That's our hope, that, you know, at the end of this week, we'll have gleaned every bit of information that he's able to share with us, and we'll see how maybe that could translate on the ground here in this province.
And would it be similar reasoning? Like, is it tradespeople would be susceptible or more susceptible to this because it's higher numbers are in men and more men gravitate to this industry?
Absolutely. And I think that, there have been research done in Canada that certainly does show that construction workers are far more likely to die by suicide. And, the more that we've chatted over the last couple of days, our industries are very similar. They're in different countries, but the same risk factors would apply in terms of the working conditions, for sure.